This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has won five states, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Alabama, while Senator Bernie Sanders captured two states so far in some of the first results from the Democratic presidential nominating contests. Biden's victories, projected by cable television networks as the polls closed after his resounding win in South Carolina, came from support from African Americans. But he is also projected to win in Minnesota. Sanders, a self-declared Democratic Socialist, had been widely expected to take his small northeastern state, but he is also projected to win Colorado. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg won the caucuses in American Samoa, but NBC is reporting that he will reassess his presidential campaign on Wednesday. In all, about one-third of the National Convention delegates are being picked on so-called Super Tuesday. The polls were open an extra hour in Tennessee after at least 25 people were killed by massive tornadoes that tore a path through the state early Tuesday morning. At least 18 of the deaths were in Putnam County, east of Nashville. Governor Bill Lee called it a sad day, but said help is pouring in from across the state and across the country.
I spent the day touring and visiting with victims and walking through neighborhoods, and the devastation is heartbreaking.
The tornadoes tore through areas of Nashville, destroying homes and businesses, uprooting trees, and plunging thousands into darkness with no power. President Donald Trump said that he would visit the area on Friday. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is already on the ground there. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Argentina reported its first coronavirus case Tuesday, while Spain announced its first death, as global health experts continued to grapple with how to control a virus about which little is known. Argentina's health minister says that country's first coronavirus victim is a 43-year-old man who spent 2 weeks in northern Italy, the epicenter of Europe's outbreak. South Korea reported another 516 cases, while mainland China reported 119 cases on Wednesday. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said that he would postpone a trip to the UAE, Egypt, and Turkey because of the virus crisis in his country. On Tuesday, World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged people around the world to stop hoarding masks and other medical equipment because healthcare workers need them.
Shortages are leaving doctors, nurses, and other frontline health workers dangerously ill-equipped to care for COVID-19 patients.
Experts say surgical masks are no guaranteed protection against the virus, but they are essential equipment for doctors and nurses. Observers have noticed there's a gap between President Trump's comments about the coronavirus and the public comments from members of the White House task force. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Coronavirus. We're really working hard on it.
President Trump's public comments seem a bit rosier than those of the experts. Federal health officials are issuing solemn warnings about the coronavirus. Yes, it will spread. No, there isn't adequate testing just yet, although they're making progress on distributing test kits. And no, there is no vaccine, and there won't be one for probably about a year, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was showing President Trump the lab at the National Institutes of Health, comparing this to the SARS outbreak.
Phase one trial. Remember, that doesn't mean you have a vaccine.
Right.
It means for safety. It was 20 months. Then H5N1 influenza, we got it down to 11.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander has advice for the president. Let the non-political public health officials do the talking. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Not even a Federal Reserve rate cut was able to help Wall Street on Tuesday, AP's Julie Walker reports.
The Dow sank 785 points to close at 25,917. It had surged 5% a day earlier on hopes for aid from the Fed and other central banks. In another sign of the market's caution, the yield on the 10-year Treasury sank below 1% for the first time in history. While the cut gave some investors exactly what they'd been asking for, the Fed says the ultimate solution will have to come from health experts, not central banks.
That's Julie Walker reporting. And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.